Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I am joined by no one. I'm all by myself, except for y'all listening. If you want to holler at me and make me not have to be all by myself, all by my lonesome, give me a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. Now, I'm by myself because, unfortunately, my illustrious co-host, my partner in crime, the queen of the little people, she has fallen ill, and we, of course, wish her the best. We'll give a shout-out to Miss 100%. Hope she gets better. And if you out there, you listening, and you like Miss 100%, and if you don't like her, shoot out a prayer. Send her an email. Let her know you're thinking about her. Miss100% at yahoo.com. Just spell it out. You got it. If you don't know how to spell, hey, that's on you. You can follow her on Twitter also, because she's ready to hear about it. And there's only one Miss100%. So if you search for her, you will find her. She's on Facebook also. So look her up. Give her a shout out. Send her some love so she can get back and make me sound funny again. Did I say that out loud? Anyway. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, Twitter, MeetMe. Everywhere you just say Smooth Drama, I'm there. Holler at me. I holler back. We can talk a taste on whatever, whenever, however. So that's how I roll. If you don't think that's how I roll, whatever. I don't care. Oh, now that we got all that out the way, man, it has been a different kind of week. First, I still want to give a shout out to those Uncle Tom sellouts who tried to burglarize my crib. Good job. I'm going to wish cancer, syphilis, genital warts, and anything else that's painful on you. Because, hey, nothing's too good for low-down dirty thief. Anyway, speaking of thieves, Bulgaria, their national history museum, they made a discovery. They're like, oh, we unearthed an ancient temple. Excuse me, I can't talk today. We unearthed an ancient temple dedicated to the Greek god Priapus, who was the patron saint of penises. It's right in some town, Sozopol, on the Black Sea. Supposedly, there was the picture of this dude is him. It's like a Greek guy with a big-ass penis. I mean, it's like the size of his body. And I'm like, that's cool, but most people who know history know that the Greeks stole their gods from the ancient Egyptians, who they conquered, whatnot. And so, where's the Egyptian temple with the big penis god? Was that just destroyed? I'm just saying that if you found the Greek patron saint of penises, there had to be an Egyptian god of penis. Kemetic. The Kemetic penis. Don't try to blot it out of history. I know everybody wants the Greeks. No, Greeks didn't start anything. They stole everything. And the fact that we gonna sit up here and give a shout out to the Greek patron saint of penises and not gonna acknowledge that there was an Egyptian god of penis. No, not on this show. We gonna shout out to the Kemetic penis temple. We know it's out there, it's buried, they probably found it, and they saw that it was just giant Kemetic penis, and they was like, nah, we can't expose the world to that because they ain't ready. Or we don't wanna make Kemetic people happy by saying, oh my God, look at that big giant penis. The big giant black penis at that, because I'm sure if it's colored, it's like a big gigantic brown porn penis. Yeah. That's it. I just wanted to say that because, well, quite honestly, 100 would have loved that. So, this whole segment, shout out to 100 because I know she loved talking about penises, especially big ones, and the god of penis. She probably has a tattoo of the god of penis, but we'll have to ask her when she comes back. In the meanwhile, I'm going to hold it down. Big up the Kemetic penis. Even though the world is trying to block you out, we're going to shout you out anyway. I'm sure somebody's saying, he's going to go to hell for that. And if I believed in it, I probably would, but I don't, because that's a Greek word meaning underground. But y'all know the etymology of anything, so I am speaking to myself. Now, speaking to myself, a while back we talked about the comfort clubs in Japan and how, you know, people, you can go there and you can, like, sleep, you know, like, I guess people don't sleep in Japan. They can't sleep at home. They got to go to the comfort club. I mean, well, Japan, they're off the chain because they have the masturbation club, the comfort clubs where people can, like, hug each other and stuff. Like, and I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, because I was going out to the club in my younger days just to go there and just somebody nice was just going to hug you and just hold you for the majority. I can't argue with that. That's kind of cool, actually. Anyway, in Tokyo, their cuddle club, Sonaya, has human butt pillows. Where for, I guess, $11 a minute, you can go to this cold sleeping specialty shop and you can ask for Oshiri Makura, which is a butt pillow service. And you can lay your head on the ass of a Japanese female. Now, as I said before, dedicating this segment to 100. I mean, as 100 likes to brag, she has enough ass for everybody. So, conceivably, $11 a minute, she could probably get 3-4 heads just to lay on her ass, using it as a butt pillow. Shit, in about a week, 100% could like retire. You know, you talk about 3-4 heads, cause you like put 2 on each cheek at $11 per minute. So you look at it like, dude, get comfortable. 5 minutes, that's $55. 55 times 4 is $120 per minute. I'm thinking I'm gonna have to break out. We're gonna have to start a code club. When we get 100 back, we get together. I mean, because if they making money like that, we can charge $11 per minute. We can get paid. Play a little soft music. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Anyway, I guess in New York, there's a place called Jackie Samuel Snuggery that can pay $60 an hour for an innocent snuggle in bed. I don't know about that. I mean, you don't pay $60 an hour to lay next to somebody? Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, that's the case. You can just get one of them body pillows if it's just you want to lay next to somebody and ain't no penetration or nothing like that going on. I don't know. Just me and my crazy observations, because some things kind of, you know, go across my head sometimes. And butt pillow. I mean, you know, I'm kind of a butt man. So when they said butt pillows, I was like, I got to talk about that. Who wouldn't be for butt pillows except for the $11 a minute? But 100, we're going to talk. We got to talk about that. And speaking of talking about something, for you international travelers who plan on going to the Olympics here next year, 2014, for the World Cup, the prostitutes in Brazil's biggest city, they all started signing up for free English classes so that they can be ready. Cida Vieira, president of the Association of Prostitutes in the city of Belo Horizonte, they said they signed up at least 300 of the group's 4,000 members. I'm like, wow. Brazil has an association of prostitutes. I mean, it's like a prostitute union. Prostitute. I mean, they classes. And, wow. And, I mean, They're organizing the classes and they're seeking volunteer teachers. They don't think they'll have any problem. They said that they already have several volunteer psychologists and doctors helping them. Free English courses, and what do you get on the side as a side benefit? Because obviously, these doctors and psychologists are like, hell yeah, sign me up. Yeah, I'll volunteer to teach English to hundreds, maybe thousands of prostitutes. Yeah, because there's no, I mean, it's innocent. There's no side benefits type thing going on. Extra tutoring. Your English is good, but I think with a little extra tutoring, I can get you up to par. Oh my God. It's kind of funny. Kind of funny. And if you don't think it's funny, you don't understand it, whatever. That's on you. But, so, all you Americans getting ready to go down to the World Cup 2014, they ready for you. They're going to be able to speak English to you like, hey, do you want me to suck your dick? And they'll be able to say it fluently and understand when you say yes. Why, yes, I think I do. Anyway. On that note, I need a break because I'm tripping. Anyway, this is De La Soul. Top Life.
I'm in the south of France with my man Lou. Get in my mind.
Yeah.
Come here, girl. Come here, come here. Yo, man, relax, man. Can't talk to a girl like that, I am. Oh, shit, man.
They girls, aren't they?
No, girls, but yo, they like to have this time out there.
Yo, yo, who?
Yeah.
That girl right there, she looking at me. Mm-hmm. Yo, help me with that. I mean, I know she gets me. Fuck, they can help me out.
Yo, he'll pop. Yo, he'll pop. Yo, we have to go into all of that.
Kind of busted there at the end, but oh well. Drama is as drama does. We know all about drama here at Smooth Drama. Yeah, that's what we are all about, talking about it, not creating it, but we talk about it. And speaking of drama, you know I love the state of Florida and all that it brings by the day, by the week, by the month, by the year. Just Florida is just the gift that keeps on giving. Florida is actually they're trying to be like Louisiana now. You know how Louisiana has that crocodile season, you know, made famous by that show Swamp People, where for a month they hunt crocodiles. Well, down in Florida, because of the infinite wisdom of its citizens to have pythons, and then once they realize that they get really, really big and it's probably dangerous to go to sleep around something really, 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 really big in the house that could probably choke you out or choke your kids out, they get rid of them, dump them, and cause a little ecological problem. You know, we've talked about that before, because that's what the people in Florida do. They cause ecological disasters that cause a major imbalance in their region. Well, they're trying to solve the problem by starting what they call the Python Challenge, where for a whole month, you can go down there and just kill as many pythons as you can. They're offering up prizes, and about 550 people have signed up to compete for two prizes: $1,000 for the longest python killed, and $1,500 for the most pythons taken. Now, that sounds cool as hell, actually. And I would actually watch that on TV, because I like to see weird people putting their life on the line, or strangers, weird, strange people putting their life on the line, because they're going to be on TV and it's going to be really cool. Well, actually, these people ain't necessarily going to be on TV, although I suspect someone is going to film it. Just the fact that they brave enough to get out there and just want to kill us some pythons. We're going to take these Burmese varmints off the scene. Good luck with that. Yep. There's hunters from more than 25 states. One of them is going to be U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, who's 70 years old. Supposedly, the state's going to train hunters to avoid mistaking the pythons for native snakes. But I'm thinking pythons are, like, really big. So you figure if they're bigger than the other native snakes, you kill them. And if they are native snakes that are big, you kill them anyway, just because. And as a snake hater myself, I'm like, hey, whatever, make it happen. Get all of them. If we wiped out every snake on the face of the earth, it would not bother me at all. Just saying. And speaking of snaking, I know some of y'all watched the playoffs this weekend. Some great games, actually. Some really great games. I mean, Baltimore coming back on Denver was maybe the highlight. Although I will give a shout out to my main man, King Midas, producer of the hip hop group HISD, Houston Independent Spit District, and also the producer of a member of the group Radio Galaxy. He's a big Green Bay fan, and I couldn't help but needle him and give you a shout, man. Hey, I'm thinking Green Bay, like my Saints, they just need to draft all defense. I mean, the fact that Colin Kaepernick can break an NFL record on you for most yards ever by a quarterback in the playoffs means that your defense is kind of terrible. I just wanted to say that. Anyway, now that I'm off my side note, Peter Tebow, Tim Tebow's brother, was putting out a tweet mocking the Broncos fans because, hey, y'all was so happy to get Peyton Manning. At least my brother won a game. Y'all didn't get any further with Peyton Manning, which is a valid point. Although most of us don't believe that they would even made the damn playoffs with him. But I see the point. Because, hey, he was there last year. They made the playoffs. At least they won a game. And Peyton Manning, he gave up the booty. He threw the intercept that helped clinch the victory. So, I'm guessing he was feeling good. I don't think nobody else in Colorado was feeling good, but Peter Tebow, you know that guy that nobody knows, but they know now for about 30 seconds. Peter Tebow had his day in the sun. I want to tell him, you shouldn't brag about your brother, especially since he couldn't even beat out Mark Sanchez, who was one of the top five worst quarterbacks in the NFL this past year. I don't know what that says about your brother, but it says something to me. Oh, and speaking of saying something to me, Charlie Rangel, who's supposedly he's a representative in Congress from New York, who came out and was dissing the president. He was like, after Barack Obama finalized his cabinet picks, he's like, hey, it's embarrassing as hell. He said, there's no diversity in Obama's cabinet. Because I guess he picked all white men as part of his staff. And Charles Rangel was upset, I guess, maybe because he didn't get the call to be a staff member. I don't know. Or he had put in for his homie to be put in. He's like saying that you didn't pick more women and minorities for the top level positions. Me, I hate the fact that you call people minorities. I mean, when people say, oh, you're a minority, I'm like, no, I'm not. I mean, because if I can succumb to being called a minority, then I look at somebody as a majority. Like, I'm a minor figure, and there are others who are major figures. No, I just can't see it. And it will never happen. It won't come out of my mouth, not on purpose. I can tell you that. Majority, minority. Look, I will never be a minority, ever. Not in my mind. It'd be in somebody else's mind, but that's your problem. And the fact that Charlie Rangel is like, yeah, there's no diversity. It's like, okay. And the point is, he's in charge. So he makes it diverse by being the what normally is the rare black person that's in the cabinet. Just he's the president. So what's changed? I mean, obviously, there are a lot of people out there who are like, yeah, well, you should, he's a black president, so there's going to be change. And it's like, last time I checked, there were still a whole lot of poor people, and there were still very few uber rich. Nothing changed. I don't see a major change coming, except for, as I always say to the homies, that there may be more drone strikes. He may start taking out Obama, that is, may start taking out his enemies, because it's been my observation, and I share it publicly, that normally the people who dissing the president in the first term, if they get a second term, those people disappear off the face of the earth. It just happens that way. Second term is deadly for those people that had a bad word for the president. Remember the Whitewater people against Clinton? Just disappeared off the set. The whole Iran-Contra thing disappeared off the set. It never fails. If you diss a president in the first term, if they get elected for the second term, I'm going to go Luke Cage on you. Cancel Christmas. You ain't seeing another one. That's just me. I'm waiting to see all the political enemies, and I've advocated this on the show before. Obama, you just gotta, for everybody that doing Curious George t-shirts, blackface effigies, drone strike. That's all. Anybody reports it, drone strike on their ass too. Media blackout. We heard that there was a joke. Nope. I don't even know what you're talking about. Drone strikes. Lack of diversity. Whatever. It's the same as it ever was and always will be. Well, case in point, there was a restaurant customer who, instead of giving the tip, this sucker leaves a whatchamacallit, he leaves a note, a political note, stating that because of the economy and Obama's policies, I'm not going to have the excess money to leave you a tip. Now, that is the wording of a cheap bastard. You don't talk about, oh yeah, I can't leave a tip, I'm not going to have as much money because of Obama's policies. Same policies as every other president. Ain't no change. There was no raising of the taxes for the rich. None of that stuff happened. It's been talked about. Yeah, we're going to tax the rich. We're going to tax the uber rich. We're going to make them pay their share. And what happened? Kind of didn't happen. Kind of won't ever happen. Because same as it ever was and always will be. You know, it's like you always have stupid people. Like the men who with the rifles walk through Portland to educate people. Common sense says you can't educate people by walking with guns. But see, stupid people who make stupid political stupid political statements, they think that they're doing something. They think that, yeah, that's what it is. That's fresh right there. I got a gun. I got a rifle. We're going to walk around because we want to educate people. No, you want to intimidate people. Now, I'm not going to get racial, but I'm going to take a guess that if me and the homie, like me and my homie Black Steel, or me and the homie Peter Spaceman, we went walking down the street with our rifles out and exposed, we probably wouldn't have made it to the end of the street without getting shot up. Just saying. Perception is a motherfucker. And it's so different. Some people can be perceived as, oh, they're making a point, while the rest of us are crazy as hell. And speaking of crazy as hell, there's supposedly a book that came out that talks about the job with the highest rates of psychopathy. Number one, CEOs. So the top 1% earners, they're all psychopaths. Lawyers, no shock there. Media, television, radio. So I guess if media, television, radio, I'm technically potentially a psychopath. Y'all ready for that? Can you believe that? Think I'm a psychopath? I ain't crazy. I just be. Anyway. Salesperson, surgeon, which is kind of disconcerting. So you're saying that the person that's operating on me to save my life is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's not inspiring confidence from the public. Just saying. Journalists? Yeah, I can see that. Police officers? Yeah, of course we know that, because these police officers be out here tripping. And number 8 was clergy person, which they probably should have been number 1. Because the whole clergy, and I'm not stereotyping, but we know normally the clergy, they have done the whole little boy thing, messing pedophilia, and then as punishment, other clergymen think, hey, we're just going to send you somewhere else where nobody knows who you are so you can start again, because you're going to change because God's going to help you change. Right. Believe that, don't you? I don't. But we're going to go on break here, because that type of stuff gives me a headache. It's Wu-Tang Clan. 6 directions of boxing. We'll be right back.
Are we not the strongest? Hey! I say we move with power and strike now!
Like
like this, y'all. When I'm locked down, I use Tim's as my shower slippers. I'm in the background, mingling with the powder flippers. In the basement, hard body power lifters. I crush sour in the system. See how I lift up? Universal guard, I say scientific. The kid with the golden arms, iron fisted. Say Asiatic, so cinematic. Noise in the attic, bang out with them automatic. It's good politics to bring the hunger back. I'm straight chopping wood, call me the lumberjack. Check the catalog, put out 100 packs. Watch for drugs, sniffing dogs, they coming from the back. I'm straight thunderclap, the funky drummer's back. It's pure dopium, give him a heart attack. I say stacking packs, the ancient artifacts. Joe Namath in the game, I'm the quarterback.
Yo, it's balls to coke, blunt to the greenery. Pounds in the trunk into a concrete scenery. Handmade out to get you dumped in the mess hall. Smith niggas running COs to confess all. Street knowledge, knowledge that's school college like a speech from the jizzer. Sharp like the RZA. Don't run with a scissor, nigga, the truth is a truth. I'ma drop a few jewels in the booth. Used to boot crack, stuffing the side of the tennis ball. They throw it when they rush in the block. Trust no cops. Driving around with two mitts in my socks. Cook coke or get you more trouble than money. Don't cross the dirt shoes. The pigs is hungry. You think they ain't watching, they watching. Why you uptown cops? Back home, why you cooking and chopping? They scheming on the block, waiting to get it popping.
Yeah, the sword and the hat cut. Under a road that was rolling with silver and gold, racked it up. This army was so great, quiet. Crops, livestock, mostly economy. Many would travel by boat to Sam. His image is on most schools and coliseums. A merchant hustled over silk and velvet. Portrait illuminated when the torch is welded. This is so beautifully painted that one thought it breathed a move. Could it relieve a mood or energy? To see his wife practice yoga, made herbal enhancers that had saved soldiers, guarded treasures. In the chambers, halls, and vaults. Well prepared for all assault, heavy guarded village. All with the sharpest weapons designed for kids, cause blood spillage.
From a young team, my mother's team, inspired by crime. She a large outstanding permission from my position. So now I write rhymes, escaping this repetitive cycle, slinging down, losing time, doing hard time. Teaching y'all mathematically, come see the epitome of what you wanna be, MC. On a gun, man, it's probably at the sound crash. The mic touch, dance, mash up, pound to the best. Green glass, bottles of dawn, I sip the liquor slow. Flow so devastating when I go solo. Even when I'm dolo, pretty gun I'm holding. Head rolling up, solid gold, soul, iron mic pole. Each face like so, something, trust me. Living like royalty, all wise and hunky. Working to the best of me, knowledge to affinity. Never stopping my trajectory, I'm galactic.
Yo, peace to all the gods and all of the earth. We've been building like this ever since the first day of birth. The more I start to build, the better I feel. Keep ignorant niggas from me, use dummies for shield. You're not guard by these turns, just garbage and real snotty. Chevy head, Gaylord, still stuck in the lobby. This the first time I'm born, son, I'm blessed with mad lessons. Times are crazy, devils, my mind is a weapon. You can't laugh with me in the voice of swine. You degenerate MC, I'm the best of mankind. A long war bar, stay tuned and real stars. I'm down with the RZA, got help for the widow son. Holy war divides things that you never were. Play God, respect my day. Shine on little stars, respect the queen.
New York Giant, call me Deck Humanura. Fresh with the water connect, 2 1/4. Deal with the dealer, don't trust the transporter. My job is done once I get into the border. Perico, coke game, mosquito with cocaine. Hypodermic needle to the drool by those veins. Overdose, you know the product is raw, right? Line take you there like I wrote it with off white. Got them bent up. Hands looking like a tin cup. Sorry, no consignment, get your ends up. Move from the gate now. He on his way straight to dick now. I'm on the hush, but my weight loud. Got the shakes now, how they want it bad. 5 or 6 heads chipping in for a bag. I got the work like a bird of the luck. Keep the dick while I'm serving it up. Work to us.
Together you got a smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was the Wu-Tang Clan, 6 directions of boxing. I only know, like, 2 directions. go straight ahead, throw some blows, and go backwards, trying not to take none. Because kind of like coward like that. I'm not trying to get punched. I just want to punch. I don't want to get punched back. Didn't like the boxing too much. That whole just getting hit just for the sake of getting hit. Not my scene. I shall pass. I love watching it though. It's awesome. Like my homie Robert would say, awesome. Anyway. Was not awesome. Tap water that catches on fire in Ohio. I mean, my homie Miss 100% home state. They have so much methane gas in the water that it can catch on fire. One family, they lit a candle near the running faucet and it set off an explosion. The entire sink up to the ceiling. Now, I mean, you think about how crazy that is. You are drinking water that is explosive. It's got enough methane gas to cause an explosion in your house. And this is what you're drinking. That's the tap water. And the thing is, they had noticed the water fizzing like a soda. I guess what happened was a natural gas company in the area started drilling near the home about 6 months ago. So the Kleins, which is the name of the family, they suspect that the company may be responsible for the flammable water. And I'll take an uneducated guess gander that, yeah, they probably did. Because most folks, if you lit a candle around the water, don't cause explosions up to the ceiling. It just doesn't happen. That, I think, is a rare Ohio thing. Tap water catching on fire. See, because last time I checked, water doesn't go on fire unless there's oil on it. Like there's oil burning on the top of water as we've seen in this one with the methane. So the kids been drinking, not just the kids, but the parents, they drinking that water also, or taking a shower with that water, which is just as bad. Boom, they're stuck. I mean, Lord knows what the implications are down the road. Bears watching, and obviously nothing's gonna be done about it because they're not that important as far as the grand scheme of things. We only care about stuff like clean drinking water when rich people say it should be important and they report it in the news and it's on TV and people say, hey, we're going green, so we gotta watch out for the gas in the water. We won't care about the environment. Heal the world. But it's only when it's stuff we want you to talk about. We don't want you to heal the world on stuff that you think is important. It's only ours. That was a terrible song, but that's the whole point. Every time we're talking about going green, it's profit for somebody. It ain't going green because we really, really care about the environment. They say we care, but do we really? I mean, are people really that conscious of the environment? They really care? Or is it just BS so that somebody can make a profit off of being green? I think the latter. Just like, you know, we attack stupid studies here at Smooth Drama. It's always a retarded study that makes no sense whatsoever. Case in point, there's this study that said a third of the poorest pupils without internet at home are the ones who are the worst. So you're not smart if you do not have the internet at home or a computer. Last time I checked, there were a lot of people who were very, very intelligent who never had computers or internet. Now, I know we're going to go into that. Oh, it's the modern era. It's different. And I would kindly retort that, no, it's not. It is nowhere near different. Learning is learning. Whether it be you being lazy and trying to have your kid learn on the internet, or just you actually spend some quality time getting to know your kid and talking to your kid and teaching them stuff, not just throwing them in front of a computer so they can find a whole bunch of inappropriate stuff like they always do, despite the best laid efforts. Always going to be a problem, especially when the internet's involved. And so for them to come out with the more than a third of the poorest children do not have internet at home, and a similar number do not have a computer, and so this digital divide can harm poor people's educations. Whatever. Get the hell out of here. Know what harms education? Parents and teachers who do not care. I mean, there are a lot of teachers who care, and then there are some who don't care. And there are a lot of parents who care, then there are some who don't care. What you need is everybody meeting down the middle. Education is not about a computer, because the computer only knows what a human put in it in the first damn place. And that's the point. When computers become self-aware, hey, so we got to go Luke Cage again and cancel Christmas. That means we had that Skynet and they about to off all of us anyway, so doesn't matter. But just the fact that they come out with something so idiotic, I won't say it amazes me, but it does irk me. Sort of like what irks me even more when people don't pay attention to their freedom. Like a Texas student who refused to wear a badge with a radio tag that tracked her movements lost a federal court appeal against her school ID policy. This radio chip is supposed to track attendance, which in turn helps secure the school funding, so they say. But Andrea Hernandez, who's 15 years old, she stopped wearing her badge on religious grounds, saying it was the mark of the beast. Now, I'm not going to dispute that is the mark of the beast, because there are a lot of people who have that religious belief. But I will say that it is not the mark of prosperity and freedom, because the fact that you have to wear something where authorities can track you. So basically, what they're doing is they're teaching the kids to, you know, be tracked, so that when they become adults, giving up their freedom is second nature. It's a subliminal thing. I know some people don't look at it like that, but hey, you're teaching kids to give up their freedom. I have the right to not wear a chip. I don't give a damn. Y'all need to just do it the old school way that it was always done. Angel Hernandez here. Jesse Ferguson here. Donald Byrd here. See how easy that is? But now they won't put chips on you. And she lost her appeal. I'm sorry. I should have the right to be able to opt out. You being able to monitor everything and anything that I do, that's a no-no. In the name of school funding. Learn how to be a slave. Slowly but surely. Give up every right, every God-given right that you have. Just because, hey, it's a cool thing. IDs. Chips. No biggie. Your personal freedom don't mean a thing. Don't even worry about it, dog. Because, you know, we just looking out for you and yours. And I'm sure that's what they tell the parents. We know where your child is at all times. Stupid ass parents are like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's real cool. Because we know exactly where our kid is. So our kid ain't out slipping out. Okay. But your kid can slip out anyway. It's not like you have the monitoring equipment at your house. And the fact that your passive ass will allow your kid to be GPS'd is terrible. And all the parents who are not down with a Miss Hernandez, why I applaud, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your freedom is worth way more than this so-called quality education you're supposed to be getting for your kids. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word for my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, who is not here. You know, we're smooth drama. We always go hard in the paint. We will holler at you later. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama,
smooth.